Eva mugra shava prishta rishibhir namishayanaihi bhagavatyar pita dhyatmas tanaha shrutayamiti. On being asked to speak by the great sages of Naimisharanya, Suta Goswami, whose mind was absorbed in the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, said, "Please hear what I shall now speak." Suta Vacha,
Suta Vacha,
Hare,
Hare,
Drita,
Drita,
Roda,
Roda,
Tano,
Tano,
Sva,
Sva,
Mayaya,
Mayaya,
Nishamya,
Nishamya,
Gaur,
Gaur,
Udharanam,
Rasatalat,
Ilam,
Hiranyaksham,
Avagyaya, Atam, Sangyata, Harsho, Munim, Sanjata,
Sanjata,
Harsho,
Munim,
Aha,
Parataha,
Sutuvacha,
Sutuvacha,
Arerjata Krodha Tano Swamayaya,
Arerjata Krodha Tano Swamayaya,
Nishamya Gaur Udharanam Nasatala,
Nishamya Gaur Udharanam Nasatala,
Lilam Hiranyaksham Avagyaya Hatam,
Lilam Hiranyaksham Avagyaya Hatam,
Sanjata Harsho Munimaha Parataha,
Sanjata Harsho
Sutuvacha,
Sutuvacha,
Harer Jutta Krodha Tano Swamayaya,
Harer Jutta Krodha Tano Swamayaya,
Nishamya Gaur Udharanam Nasatala,
Nishamya Gaur Udharanam Nasatala,
Linam Hiranyaksham Avagyaya Hatam,
Linam Hiranyaksham Avagyaya Hatam,
Sanjata Harsho Munimaha Parataha,
Sanjata Harsho Munimaha Parataha,
Sutuvacha,
Hare
Rakita Krodha Tano Samayaya,
Nishamya Gaur Udharanam Nasatala,
Lilam Hiranyaksham Avagyaya Hatam,
Sanjata Harsho Munimaha
Bharata,
Sutuvacha,
Hare Dutta Krodha Tano Swamayaya,
Nishamya Gaur Udharanam Nasatala,
Nishamya Gaur Udharanam
Nasatala,
Lilam Hiranyaksham Avagyaya Hatam,
Sanjata
Harsho
Munimaha Bharata.
Sutuvacha, Harerjita Krodha Tano Swamayaya, Nishamya Gaur Udharanam Nasatalat, Lilam Hiranyaksham Avagyaya Hatam, Sanjata Harsho Munimaha Bharata. Sutuvacha, Harerjita Krodha Tano Swamayaya, Nishamya Gaur Udharanam Nasatala, Lilam Hiranyaksham Avagyaya Hatam, Sanjata Harsho Munimaha Bharata. Sutuvacha, Harerjita Krodha Tano Swamayaya, Nishamya Gaur Udharanam Nasatala, Ina Hiranyaksha Mahagya Tam
Sanjata Harsho Muni Mahabharata
Sanjata Harsho Muni Mahabharata Adirjuta Kuratamo Samaya Ishamya Guru Taranam Masatala Vilam Hiranyaksham Bhagyayatam Sanjata Harsho Muni Mahabharata Sutahu Vacha Sutta said, Harehe of the Lord, Dhrita, who had assumed, Krodha, of a boar, Tanoho, body, Swamayaya, by his divine potency, Nishamya, having heard, Go, of the earth, Udharanam, uplifting, Rasatala, from the bottom of the ocean, Linam, sport, Hiranyaksham, the demon Hiranyaksha, Abhagyaya, neglectfully, Atam, killed, Sanjata Harshaha, being overjoyed, Munim, to the sage, Maitreya, Aha, said, Paratha, Vidura. Sutta Goswami continued, Vidura, the descendant of Bharata, was delighted to hear the story of the Lord, who, having assumed by his own divine potency the form of a boar, had enacted the sport of lifting the earth from the bottom of the ocean and indifferently killing the demon Hiranyaksha. Vidura then spoke to the sage as follows. Purport. It is stated here that the Lord assumed the form of a boar by his own potency. His form is not actually the form of a conditioned soul. A conditioned soul is forced to accept a particular type of body by the authority of material laws. But here it is clearly said that the Lord was not forced to accept the form of a boar by the external power. In Bhagavad Gita, the same fact is confirmed. When the Lord descends to this earth, he assumes a form by his own internal potency. The form of the Lord, therefore, can never consist of material energy. The Mayavad version that when Brahma assumes a form, the form is accepted from Maya, is not acceptable, because although Maya is superior to the conditioned soul, she is not superior to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She is under the control of the Supreme Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Maya is under his superintendence. Maya cannot overcome the Lord. The Mayavad idea that the living entity is the supreme absolute truth but has become covered by Maya is invalid, because Maya cannot be so great that it can cover the supreme. Covering capacity can be employed on the part and parcel of Brahma, not on the supreme Brahma. Om Gnanapanigam Tasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miditam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shrayam Rupa Kata Mayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahadana Ladita Sri Vishakam Vitamstra Hey Krishna Purana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vansha Kopatalu Pyascha Kripa Sindho Pyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namahas Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Evam Ugrashava Prashta Vishibhir Namishayana Bhagavati Arpitat Arpitat Dhyatmas Tana Shrutayamiti Bhagavati Arpitadhyatma means that his mind was dedicated to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavati Arpita. Sutuvacha. Harer, so Tanaha Shrutayam. So please hear very carefully. Sutuvacha. Harer Dhritakroda Tano Samaya. Nishamya Gaur Udharanam Rasatalat Lilam Hiranyaksham Avagyaya Tam Sanjata Harsho Munimaha Bharata. I didn't mention a mobile check. If your mobiles are on, please. The principal point Srila Prabhupada makes here is that the Lord assumed the form of a boar. Swamayaya means different things. By his own internal potency. Swamayaya, maya means mercy also. By the Lord's mercy, he accepted this form. But it wasn't by under any obligation to material nature. Conditioned souls are forced to accept material bodies. They're helplessly stuck. What is that? The living beings are struggling with the material energies. Aparayam itasthanyam prakriti vidhi me param Jiva Bhuta Mahabaho Yayedam Tari Tejana. We're struggling with the material energy, struggling with the forces of Maya, and we're under the power of Maya. We're helpless because Maya is very powerful. Daiviyesha Bunamayi Mama Maya Durantina. We're forced to accept a material body. We have no choice in the matter. We can't say, I choose to accept this body, I choose to accept that body. We're thrown into a particular body, and we're obliged to accept that. Here, that one. We can't say, no, I don't like that one. Could I have the one, you know, two rooms down? No. Forced. But because the material energy is stronger than we are. Daiva mind, empowered, divinely empowered. So, but the Lord is not under the control of the material energy. Mayadyakshena prakriti suyate sacharachara. The material energy is working under his supervision. Avyaksha means supervision. He's by his glance, material nature is activated. Sa aikshata. By his very his glance itself, Maya is controlled. Yes, yadgeya, the sun is moving by the Lord's authority. Yes, yadgeya, brahmati, samvritakala chakra. Maya is working through the power of time. Time is under the control of the Lord. We're all controlled by time. You get a certain amount of time, and time's up, then finished. Go to the next spot. But time itself is moving under the control of the Lord. Srishti, Stiti, Srishti, Stiti, Pralaya Sadhana, Shakti Reka. Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga. It's Chana Rupa, Api Yasya Chachesta Tesa. Govindamadi Purusham Taman. Maya is moving according to the Lord's desire. It's Chana Rupa. In accordance with the will of the Lord, Maya has to conduct her affairs. So Krishna is totally in control. The prakriti, material nature, is controlled by the Purusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, those who think that Krishna has an ordinary material body, that he's originally impersonal when he assumes a material form, being obliged by the material energy, are fools. Avajananti ma mutta manusham tanamashrita. Param bhavam ajananto malabhuta mahesha. The fools, mutta, stupid asses, deride Krishna for having a form like that of a human being. Or, what to speak of the form of a boar or a fish. Param bhavam ajananto. They don't know Krishna's superior nature. They don't know that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that when he appears in a form, that form is transcendental. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvata. Chatva deham punarjanma naiti mameti. Sorry. If simply by understanding Krishna's pastimes one becomes liberated from material existence, how can Krishna's pastimes be something controlled by the material energy? Therefore, when the Lord comes, sambhavami atmamayaya, the Lord comes, atmamaya, atmamaya srijanya. He comes by his own power. Not under the force of some other power. And sometimes the police arrest someone, you know, grab him by the arm and then march him over to the car or march him into the cell. Push him in. He's forced. He has no choice. He's under superior power. But the policeman's partner gets in the same car. And he just walks in. He's not pushed. He's not forced. He's not handcuffed. He's not arrested. But someone thinks that the policeman sitting in the car and then the criminal sitting in the car are under the same law, under the same obligation, under the same force. No. One gets into the car voluntarily, the other is pushed and shoved. Oh, we're pushed and shoved into this material body by the material nature. But Krishna, his body is such an ananda, whether in the form of a human being or a boar or a fish or half man, half lion. His forms are all transcendental. And he appears in these forms, not under the force of material power, but out of mercy for his pure devotees. So that's Krishna's business. Avyaktim vyaktima pannam mandante mamamuntaya parampalamajanatva. Those who don't know, abhutaya, those who are less intelligent, think that originally the absolute truth is impersonal. Then, by the power of Maya, some manifestation of the absolute truth is there under the compromised by the qualities of material nature. Again, they don't know the superior or transcendental nature of the personality of Godhead. He's in control of Maya. Maya can't control him. If his glance is what activates Maya, how can his glance be a product of Maya? The glance is what activates Maya. Maya doesn't do anything unless activated by the glance of the Lord. That means the glance must be there first, before Maya starts any activity. That means the Lord's glance is transcendental, not under the jurisdiction of Maya. And if his glance is transcendental, then his eyes are transcendental. If his eyes are transcendental, then the rest of him is transcendental. The Lord's form is completely transcendental, and the Mayavadi philosophy is contaminated by material misunderstanding. That's the conclusion here. Any questions? Any other questions? What's the difference between Mayavadis and impersonalists? No difference. Interchangeable terms. Mayavadis are impersonalists, and impersonalists are Mayavadis.
Because we understand the four comparisons were impersonalists, and they were not.
That means they were Mayavadis. More or less, they're. Exception was Maya. They were thinking in terms of the impersonal absolute as being supreme. So that's Maya, more or less. The Sukadeva Goswami also, he was thinking that variety is Maya. Only the impersonal absolute is the real thing. And Maya. We're not against reformed Mayavadis. Sukadeva Goswami presents himself as a reformed Mayavadi. And I used to be attracted to the impersonal feature of the Absolute. But then by hearing the pastimes of the Lord, I became attracted to the personal feature, Itam Bhuta Gunahari. Similarly, the Kumaras, they were more attracted to the impersonal feature. Then by smelling the tulsi offered at the lotus feet of the Lord, they became attracted to the personal feature. So they were impersonalists. Impersonalist means my body. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is also my body. That he became a great devotee of the Lord. So, therefore Prabhupada is writing so many books. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. There are two kinds of Mayavad.
are two kinds of impersonalism, Nirvisheshvad and Shunyavad. Shunyavad says that everything is ultimately illusion, there's nothing real. Buddhist philosophy. And the world is an illusion, individuality is an illusion, existence, practically speaking, is an illusion, nothing is real. Ultimately, there's nothingness, there's emptiness. Shunyavad. And another class of impersonalists, Nirvisheshvad. No, there's not zero, there's one. Everything is one. Eka Brahma Dutiya Nashti. There's only one absolute truth, but that absolute truth has no form, no qualities, no pastimes, no individuality, no name. That means, in a roundabout way, zero. Just like Hiranyakashipu. His goal was immortality. But since Brahma said no to immortality, he just tried to do it another way. It won't be killed during the day. It won't be killed during the night. It won't be killed inside. It won't be killed outside. It won't be killed by any weapon. It won't be killed by any man. It won't be killed by this. It won't be killed by that. Finally, he exhausted the list. He said, okay, essentially, I'm immortal. It was just a roundabout way of trying to get to the same destination. So they do the Shunyavadis directly say, absolute truth is nothing. The truth is, there's nothing. And the Nirvisheshvadis say, there's something, but that something has no form, no qualities, no pastimes, no name. No this, no that, no nothing. So essentially they've come to the same point. They're closet Mayavadis, or closet Buddhists. Covered Buddhists. Okay.
My understanding was Prakasananda Saraswati was Mayavadi and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was Nirvisheshvadi.
That means Mayavadi. Prakashananda was also Nirvisheshvadi. He's following Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya's philosophy is Nirvisheshvadi. Neither of them was a Shunyavadi, neither Prakashananda nor
Buddhist was Shunyavadi.
Buddhists are Shunyavadis. The rest of them are Nirvisheshvadis. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Prakashananda, Saraswati. They were Nirvisheshvadis. Pakka Nirvisheshvadis. That means impersonalist. Something else?
Maharaj, isn't there a subtle difference that the Mayavadis, they think that Krishna has assumed a Maya form here, whereas the impersonalists, they don't have a form, so for them, God is there, up there somewhere, he has not descended. You know, the impersonalists and Mayavadi, isn't there a subtle difference that because the Mayavadis, they feel that Krishna has assumed a Maya form to please us or for us. Whereas the impersonalist, personally, because I was an impersonalist, you felt there's up there, God is there, but you cannot have a form.
Then, if God is there but has no form, then what's the form that comes here?
You don't accept it.
What? It doesn't exist? Or
you don't accept it.
It didn't happen. Krishna didn't come. Then the people who are thinking he came, they're in Maya.
That's what I feel, that the Mayavadi, that's what they feel, that's his Maya form, where the impersonalists don't accept it at all.
They don't accept it at all? No, impersonalism, it's just too, it's really the same thing. Impersonalists think there's only the one. The one. Then, all right, then what's this God, personality of Godhead thing? And they have different explanations, but what it finally comes down to is that it's a projection of the absolute in material terms. And when we think of the absolute truth in material terms, we come to the personality of Godhead. Saguna Brahma. The Brahma with added material attributes. Because you know, just like gas, your cooking gas, it actually has no smell. But because you can't detect it with no smell, they add a smell to it. They add some chemical to give it a smell so that when there's gas leaking, you'll know. Otherwise, the gas has no smell. So they think something like that, that originally the absolute truth has no qualities, but just so that we can think of the absolute truth, who's achincha, inconceivable, we add these qualities. So now we can talk about the absolute truth. Actually, the avacha can't even say anything about the absolute truth. Because what can be said? Words can't reach that, you know. So then we think in terms of qualities. We say, okay, the absolute truth is merciful, the absolute truth is this, that, or the absolute truth appears before us as the deity appears before us. There's Vrindavan Lila, this, that. But that's all saguna. That's just attributes added to the absolute truth to make it easy for you to think about something. But once you graduate past that, then you get to the real thing where there's no qualities. That's my love, in essence. Avyaktim vyaktimapan, avyaktam vyaktimapan, manyantemapan. They think originally impersonal, then he becomes personal by picking up material qualities. Parampahapamachana.
Krishna comes as a Swamaya.
That means you were a Mayavadi. But reformed Mayavadis are welcome. Yes. We're all reformed Mayavadis. Yes.
Krishna comes as Swamaya, means by his own will. So does his representative also come in the same devotee?
Krishna's representatives? They come by his will.
So if they come with Krishna's will, the jiva is part and parcel of Krishna, so why do they accept a material body?
Mm-hmm.
The pure devotees.
The pure devotees' body is not material. Because it's working in the service of Krishna, it's considered spiritual. Even if apparently made of the material energy, that material, that so-called material energy, works for the service of Krishna. So it's just like the deity. Deity is made of marble or wood or paint or whatever. So you say, oh, that's a statue, that's a material thing, made of the material energy. No, because the form is made in the manner described in Shastra. So Krishna appears through that form. Even though to our eyes it's wood, it's metal, it's paint, it's marble. So the body of the pure devotee may be made of the material elements, but it's acting spiritual. Therefore, by his association, people become Krishna conscious.
There is no more material function.
The iron rod placed in the fire becomes like fire. Even though you may say it's iron, probably I say touch it, it acts like fire. Something else. Okay, should I stop here? Okay. Thank you very much. Great, all the clocks are synchronized. Last time I was here, every clock had a different time. Temple clock was one time, Pujari clock was another time, the clock here was a third time. Now they're all synchronized.